We are wrapping up the work in school week with a really nice Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. We're looking at mainly sunny skies and temperatures today that are running a few degrees below seasonable levels. Certainly, we are not way off the mark for this time of year, though it has been warmer for much of the week, so there's just a bit of a chill in the air this afternoon. As we move into the evening hours, you may want to grab a jacket if you do have plans. Now, in terms of our weekend weather, there are going to be some changes coming up. Initially, we're looking at a chilly night. Temperatures will drop back into the 30s and 40s. There is potential for some frost, so keep that in mind if you have things planted that are sensitive to the cold. And then as we head into the late night hours, we'll see a storm come into the region, so clouds will increase. If you have dinner plans tonight, or if the kids maybe have a Little League baseball or softball game, or maybe a soccer game, I don't think it's a problem this evening, but late this evening, west of the Hudson River, we could see some rain come in. For most of us, the rain will arrive after midnight, except across the far north, where it looks to stay dry through the night. Then into the day tomorrow, we're looking at clouds with rain during the morning for much of our area. But the farther north you go, the better the weather will be tomorrow. So near the Canadian border, we may see little to no rain tomorrow, whereas from areas from about Lake George on south, it looks to be fairly damp. And with that rain around, it is going to be on the cool side. So the warmest weather tomorrow is actually near the Canadian border from Plattsburgh to Burlington up into Montreal. Farther south, where it's raining most of the day, temperatures are going to be rather chilly. So we have a period of rain during tomorrow morning and still some showers at times tomorrow afternoon. So you're going to need that umbrella the entire day. Temperatures for most of us will be between about 50 and 55 tomorrow. Farther north, though, where it is mainly dry tomorrow, temperatures should reach up into the 60s. Then we see a nice day on Sunday for Mother's Day. We'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. There could be a couple of showers well south of Albany, closer to New York City, but for most of us, it looks to be a nice day, a dry day, and a mild day. The temperature should make a run close to 70 degrees to wrap up the weekend. So the way it looks right now, for most areas at least, Sunday is going to be the pick of the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, with lows in the 30s. Some areas will drop into the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of rain, especially away from the Canadian border, with highs in the 50s and 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain from late evening on, low around 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with morning rain and still some afternoon showers, cool, high 50 to 55. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, increasing clouds with rain after midnight, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with morning rain and still some afternoon showers, cool and raw, high 50 to 55. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds with rain after midnight, low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with morning rain and some leftover afternoon showers at times, cool and raw, high 50 to 55. Region-wide on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, a few showers far south, highs in the 60s to near 70, and on Monday, partly sunny with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.